Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. It's my pleasure, as always, to be here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Steve Del Bianco is our guest, and our good friend Steve's an old friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust, vice president of the Association for Competitive Technologies, and president of NetChoice, and one of the smartest guys I know. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Pleasure to be on.
It's good to have you here. Steve, a while back, you and I talked about the issue involving ICANN, the domain name police, so to speak, that have been developed. I'm going to get you to remind everybody who they are. But there was a controversy and some debate going on about who should control ICANN, and that debate is still rearing its head. And you're on your way to Monaco, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, I'm sorry, Morocco, not Monaco, other side of the Mediterranean, to Morocco, in the next day or so, to join a debate about this. Now, tell us a little bit about, remind us what ICANN is and what they do and where the debate's going.
Sure, and ICANN is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers.
URLs.
And when things work well, none of us would have ever known who ICANN is. But things do work well for the most part on the Internet, and it's because, well, the private sector and companies like yours and folks like mine have invested roughly $1 trillion to build out the Internet over the past decade and a half, and we've now reached 1 billion people and businesses worldwide. And the Internet works. When I type in a URL for actonline.org, it always goes there mm-hmm. because ICANN has done a good job making sure that the domain name system works.
And folks, when he talks about these domain names, we're talking about your website, your URL, your Universal Resource Locator URL, and are the numbers obviously the default, behind the scenes, it's a number, it's 1.26 dot whatever, but it converts to names, so you and I can use them and remember them much more easily, so that can be somewhat intuitive perhaps. But as you say, it works. But tell us how it's currently organized and structured and kind of who's in charge.
Right. And the United States Department of Commerce, when it had a hand in getting the Internet going, created this nonprofit sort of independent company called ICANN. They happen to be headquartered in California, but they're really supposed to be an independent entity. And their job is to collect a small fee every year from the registrars who set up these domain names, and to make sure that a domain name resolves to the correct location. They're also supposed to resolve disputes about domain names as to who really owns it, or disputes about whether unfair practices were going on. They're supposed to also assist in other sort of performance aspects, like what we call whois. And whois mm-hmm. is a feature on the Internet that enables you to determine who's the owner of a domain name. So ICANN's independence, set up by the U.S. Department of Commerce, was supposed to allow this company to just let some contracts with big companies to maintain the domain name system. But, you know, anytime you got a good thing and it starts to work, there's a lot of folks who take a look at it and say, well, if it's working and it's that good, I think I want a piece of it. I think I want a piece of that.
Well, there's also some international jealousy because of the influence of the United States on ICANN.
Which right. We should do our best.
Am I correct about that?
I'm afraid so, and I think we should do our best to dissuade the jealousy. There's nothing to covet about having a role in keeping the Internet domain name system running. It's just the plumbing. Let's just keep it working.
Right.
Nobody really notices when the plumbing is working. They really notice when it isn't working.
But there is leadership, and all the leadership of ICANN is not United States leadership, is it?
No, you're right, Jim. It's an international board, and it's an international group of employees. And ICANN holds its meetings all over the world. Three times a year, they convene for a week in exotic locations across the globe.
Isn't the chairman...
This is why I'm heading to Morocco tomorrow morning.
Isn't the chairman Australian?
That's right.
So, that's folks, right. Even though, and I guess, you know, Steve, if you really, really got down, you know, down to cases, somebody could make the case that the United States is in a default way, basically controls ICANN in some ways. But you know, I mean, I guess there are people who could make that case, but they have tried to make it international, and as you say, it does work. So why mess with it?
Well, because it does work, it becomes attractive. Other governments and governmental bodies like the United Nations see having more influence than ICANN as a way for them to further their policies, to expand their power, and to further their policies by probably expanding the role of what ICANN does. I mean, as I've described it, ICANN does so little other than keep the names running that there's not an opportunity there to do a lot more.
And isn't it politically agnostic?
It definitely is.
The functioning, the practical functioning of ICANN, what it does for you and me is politically agnostic. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Steve if he thinks if other people get involved, if it will remain that way. It's 22. We'll be right back with Steve Del Bianco. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and Steve Del Bianco is our guest and our good friend. He's vice president with the Association for Competitive Technology and president of netchoice.org. And my website, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. I encourage you to do that because it's free. Everything there is free except for the books. If you buy a book, well, obviously you'll have to pay for that, but everything else is free. And it's not only free, but it allows you to time shift. To use it at your convenience, to replay anything that we do here on the show, or to reread anything that we have, or whatever you can use over and over again, and I encourage you to check it out and take advantage of it and use it to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Steve Del Bianco and I are talking about the debate that's going on, and I guess I thought the debate had kind of subsided, Steve, on ICANN and who would control ICANN, but you're going to Morocco this next week to talk about this. Now, what are you going to be? Why are you having to go to Morocco and to debate this? Why are you having to defend the current structure of ICANN at this time?
Because the threat of United Nations or international governance taking over ICANN, it was sort of put on the back burner a year ago. And you fend off one attack, it doesn't mean that the enemy's gone away. They're simply regrouping, and they'll be coming right back after expanding the role of ICANN and taking over a greater aspect of that role. But I carry with me to Morocco a broader agenda, Jim. It's an agenda for small business and e-commerce. And I'll be in meetings all of next week, not just focusing on this United Nations threat, but on a host of other things that we want ICANN to do better, you know, over the year ahead. Things that small business, particularly small business that use e-commerce, really need. And I quickly run down that with you, but the first item on there is no surprise to any of your listeners, and we want to insist on security and stability of the domain name system. The Internet is under continued and growing number of attacks, particularly domain name attacks, that occur by hackers, identity thieves, and they are undermining consumer confidence in the Internet. They undermine the performance of the Internet. And for many small businesses, if you're offline, you might be out of business.
Cyber theft and cyber crime, I should say cyber crime, is a $50-60 billion a year business.
No, and it is.
And growing, and they're sophisticated, and they're international.
And ICANN itself, remember, managing the domain name system, is not able to stop cyber crimes in every aspect. They have a very limited role of keeping the plumbing working.
Right.
But that plumbing itself, if it is attacked, hurts everyone. And we did a poll 2 weeks ago. We paid for Zogby Interactive to do a poll of 1,239 small business owners around the United States who use the Internet, have their own websites and use the Internet. And 75% of those 1,200 polled said that a less reliable Internet would significantly damage their business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
78% said that reliability and performance were more important than the fee they pay for the domain names. In other words, they don't even care about that $6 or $10 a year they pay for a domain name. They'd pay more if it could improve the security, reliability, and performance. We're taking that message to ICANN.
The cost is to a small business owner for that is ridiculously low.
Agreed.
Now, who are the people who are trying to stir up the trouble and to carve their own little place in the ICANN control?
The United Nations actually has something on the World Summit on Information Society, the International Telegraph Union, the ITU part of the United Nations, the World Governance and group called WGIG. These are different groups who have a different vision, and the vision could involve things like, oh, more development for emerging economies, right? Building out more telecommunications infrastructure for a poorer nation.
What's that got to do with ICANN?
It doesn't at all.
It has nothing to do with
ICANN. Control the plumbing, if you control the plumbing, Jim, some believe they'll have the power to influence the way things work.
Which is the opposite of politically agnostic.
True enough. And we don't want to let anybody with a political, a developmental agenda get a hold of the plumbing. And it's not just those countries. Think about China and Iran. China and Iran are overt in their desires to censor Internet content.
Right.
And today, they're sovereign nations. They're allowed to censor just like we censor some things here in the United States.
Right.
And when they censor content. We don't want them to affect the way the Internet works, though.
Well, everybody should know about that because of the controversy that we observed in the earlier part of the year with Google and others who were launched into China. They basically agreed to allow things to be censored.
The words Falun Gong, the words democracy, Tiananmen Square, those words cannot show up on a website.
Right. Yeah.
So China's free to do that, but we don't want them messing with the plumbing of the Internet to get it done.
All right. Are these countries, you mentioned these organizations, including the UN, but are there countries besides, and is China and Russia, are they specifically becoming players outright in their own right, or are they supporting these other organizations? And are there other countries?
They're smart enough to hide behind intergovernmental organizations.
Like the UN and others that you mentioned. What about the other countries? What about France and countries like that?
Haven't seen as much of a concern about the European Union. Initially, they were supporting this idea of a broader international presence on ICANN, but I really believe that the Europeans sort of get it on this, and we look to them to be our allies.
I'm glad to hear that, because a year ago it wasn't so.
It's true. That's true, and we've been working very hard on that, and we'll do our best to forge those bonds, because Europe takes a look at America and the way that e-commerce has enabled small businesses to succeed.
Right.
They want to emulate the innovation and opportunity economy we have. They don't want to run the other way.
And they see the benefit of being able to do business with the rest of the West over the Internet. I mean, it would hurt their economies, no question about it. And folks, let me say this. This is a very important topic. You may think we're over in the weeds on this, but we're not. This is if you have a website, if you use the Internet at all, this is affecting you. And I want to say right here on national and international radio, Steve DiBianco and his organization, Jonathan Zook and the others there at the Association for Competitive Technologies, these are the people who are standing up for your rights and my rights, and I appreciate them, and this is why I encourage you to join the work that they're doing. Tim Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. And you ain't had. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend, Steve DiBianco. And Steve, tell us about ACT Online, the Association for Competitive Technologies.
It's actonline.org. We're a trade association of small to medium-sized information technology companies. That's training, consulting, and software development firms, both here and in Europe. And we focus on issues of competitiveness and preserving the ability of firms to innovate and compete.
Like mine and yours, small business owners,
just like
you and me.
That's right, Jim.
We don't have to be the next Microsoft to be a person that they would benefit from. If you use technology, if you consume it, especially if you're creating any innovation, even if it's just a form that you've created to put up on your website to help your customers, you're a technology innovator. And Steve and Jonathan Zook, the president of the organization, their whole organization is working hard for you in ways that you don't know. And that's the reason why I encourage you to check out their website and to join the fight, to join their organization. This is another example, folks. You've heard me talk about the NFIB and Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council and others. This is another example of an organization that you should be supporting to the best of your ability, because they're doing some good things for us. In fact, They're going to Morocco tomorrow, I think, Steve. I think you're leaving tomorrow to go over there and debate this issue on ICANN. And, Steve, before you go, I want to say this. Godspeed, safe travels, and good luck over there on our behalf.
Thanks, Jim.
Tell us, you said something to me off the air about China. I want you to repeat that to the audience.
Yeah, China itself is anxious to implement its censorship policies within the country, and to the extent that that the rest of the world doesn't want them to mess with the internet plumbing, they're tempted to say, "Well, we'll just cut the pipe and run our own little internet, make our own little rules." So that notion of splintering the internet is positively frightening.
Didn't they do that 50 years ago when they closed themselves off to the world? And what did that get them?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You would think the lesson would have been learned, but it hasn't.
And they actually have a place over there called the Forbidden City. You know, that's what China needs more of. That's all they need. You know, they can threaten that, but I don't see them doing that. I think it's a canard. I think it's a saber rattling or whatever you want to call it. They've traveled too far down this capitalism path to turn back now.
And so the threat to take their ball and go home is just that. It's a threat.
I think it's empty. I think it's hollow.
You know, there's other ways that we could do our best to encourage companies and countries to stay in the internet, and that is to make sure that ICANN remains completely politically neutral. I'll give you an example of that. There was a move to create a new top-level domain. You know, .com is a top-level domain, mm-hmm. .biz, .org, a new one called .xxx. So we call it the XXX domain, and you already guessed what that's being designed
right.
for. It's being designed to hold what so much of the internet is concerned about, which is pornography.
Right.
Now, why would you create a domain for pornography? Well, the point is that if you created a domain just for that, then nations can make rules that force anybody with pornographic content to use that domain.
Mm-hmm.
It can force people to use the domain, and then I think you see where we're going with this. Then it's much easier for you and I as parents
right.
to lock out everything that ends in .xxx.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier to screen content that way
Makes
than
a lot
it is
of sense
to try to
me.
Look for it everywhere. And yet, ICANN made all the right steps to build that domain out, but then it bowed to pressure from a few nations who didn't want the XXX domain to even be created.
Like that, by not creating it, I guess so they were in denial about what's actually out there.
I'm afraid so. And by intervening with ICANN, they give the rest of the world an excuse
right.
to say, you see, ICANN's really not independent. They're bowing to the pressure of the United States. So
mm-hmm.
bad move, I would say, to the current administration. We should not have intervened on XXX.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that. What are some other things that are you actually going to have a voice? Are you going to be able to stand up and have a voice at this event?
We do. We have just joined the business and user constituency, and we will be the sole voice of small e-commerce businesses on that
you.
Council. And I'll be walking into Morocco with a pole under my arm. It's that Zogby pole. And not only emphasizing security and stability, but listen to this, 59% of those small businesses we surveyed are more concerned about cyber squatting than they are about domain name issues.
Right.
They're 69% are concerned about what happens when their domain name accidentally expires and how much they have to pay to get it reinstated,
right.
if they can instate it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes an expired domain name is scooped up by companies that speculate on domain names with the intent of using them for ad space or charging you a ransom to get it back.
Steve, let me stop you because we're running out of time. Couple of quick questions. Do you believe that that your position will prevail this week, or is it going to be decided this week?
It will not be decided this week. This is a long road. It's not a quick hit.
Right.
And,
this is more debate.
I'll have to be traveling all over the world for these guys.
Yeah. Well, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it, and you're the guy. You and Jonathan are the guys to do it. Safe travels. God bless you for doing this. And also, when you come back, we need to hear about how it went.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank
have a great
you.
Weekend.
Steve Del Bianco, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.